Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are making our pop culture predictions for 2019. Which member of Queer Eye is going to leave the group? Which classic TV show will get its modern reboot? Which rapper or pop star will return to acting? And who is going to win Drag Race? Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, in live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Happy New Year, Corey!
Oh my goodness gracious.
Holy crap.
It's 2019. Did you ever think you would have made it this far?
Honestly, the odds are stacked against me. What are you gasping about?
I was going to say,
what?
When you were born in 1989, did you think I would make it this far? And then I thought, it's 19, which means you're going to be 30 this year.
Yeah, I'm really old. Is that what you're getting at?
Are you feeling, per se, flirty, 30, and thriving?
This is the year when I'm going to hit my third decade. Though you know how I feel about age. I feel like... you should always add on the 9 months you were in the womb, and that's counted toward your age. I've been 30, bitch.
Listen, I don't want to have the abortion debate on the podcast.
Right, I'm not saying I am anti-abortion. In fact, I don't give a fuck. I'm saying is I count that toward my age.
Do you think your parents know what day you were conceived on?
I could ask. Should we call my mom?
No, that's way too early in the episode to call her. She'd hog the whole 30 minutes.
Did you just call her a hog?
I did. And I thought of Queen Jackie today because I saw somebody post a picture that of their makeup mascara thing. It was called Better Than Sex Mascara. And I thought, I bet Jackie wears that while making her Better Than Sex dessert.
Well, you know, I called my mom this morning just to catch up. And she went on a vacation with my niece, her granddaughter. And
I saw that. How does one pick which one only of the 8 grandchildren are going on vacation?
I don't know. It's tough. It's like picking an All-Stars favorite. It's kind of like, how do you decide besides Latrice?
Yeah. I mean,
there's always a Latrice when it comes to the grandkids, is what I say.
I hope of my cousins and my brothers and I that I'm the Latrice for my grandparents.
You're not the Latrice. You're the Stacey Lane Matthews.
I do. Wow.
Oh, which is still a
Swamp,
very
Louisiana.
That's what I was getting at. You're from nowhere, Michigan.
Bitch.
Back Swamp.
She's from like Back Swamp, Louisiana, or
that was
like
North
Carolina.
That was a Back Rolls reference.
Back Swamp. Drain the back swamp.
I would like to drain the back swamp. You know, they can really drain any liquid from your body. But
is
don't
that true?
Don't put too much saline in your balls. Do you remember that gay that just no?
He put no.
Anyway, back on what I was trying to tell you about. So my parents took one of my nieces on vacation, and she said that they my niece did a journal entry. She wrote a journal entry about the vacation, and she said, "This was the best vacation. I'll remember it for the rest of my life." Isn't that sweet?
That was your whole story?
It gets better. I was waiting for you to be disappointed. And then, in the end of the entry, she goes, "On the car ride there, Nana let out the biggest fart." I said...
Does sound like Nana.
I said, that is your legacy, Mom. That's how we're all going to remember you when you're a corpse dead, when we grind up your ashes and, you know, sprinkle them in the mid-Michigan mire.
I guess I'm surprised to hear that your mom reads people's journals without their permission.
Does that not surprise you?
I don't know if it was, I don't know if my niece was willing to share or they have a key to her journal, if it's one of those locked journals.
Your mom seems like the type to get people journals for Christmas just so that she can then read their journals when they're away.
What a bitch. Shit, you know, they did find my live journal when I was growing up, and they, I got grounded for it. I said, this was personal. And they said, then why wasn't it password protected? Blah, 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 blah.
I wonder if my live journal is still out there.
Live journal's, I think, been deleted.
Oh, did they take... There or maybe some, I'm like, thinking, archive website?
I'm thinking, like, Diary X or Journal. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Paper. Wasn't there a paper one something, too?
Paper? I barely know her.
I refuse to laugh at that.
You just did. Okay, so...
So what are we doing today?
So, bitch... we were both on the same wavelength there. What? Happy New Year, first of all.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's... Well, fuck. 2019. Who would have ever thought the podcast would have lasted this long?
This is our what year? Fifth?
I think this is our... Well,
four... Going on 5 years. 16, almost 16, 5 years.
6 years.
6 years of the podcast? Wow. Did y'all know you can go back to any episode and really just relive the travesty that that week was?
Do you? I feel like you should also tell your friends that you can just fucking pick an episode and start. I feel like if I were a late comer to this, I would think, well, there's a lot of episodes to catch up on. But then it's not like a...
It's not a homework assignment.
It's not like a TV. It's not a homework assignment. It's not a TV show.
It's not like when you start Days of Our Lives, you have to start back in the 70s. You can just jump right in any week.
Right. It's when I start a Housewives franchise, I have to start from the beginning.
Anyway, so how was your 2018 in one word?
Bitch, I was with... Oh, I thought you were going to say New Year's Eve, and I was going to say, bitch, I was with you.
Well, okay, so how was your New Year's Eve?
Let's just splendid. Put it out into the world. It was great. We had the best time ever. There was no fighting. Everyone kissed someone at midnight.
Everyone was kissing by the kissing tree.
Oh my god, I forgot about the kissing tree.
Last year for the for New Year's Eve 2017 going into 2018, even saying the word 2017 feels like 30 years ago, does it not?
Let's be fair. 2018 was the fucking longest year ever.
Technically?
No, I don't know.
Well, we had a
kiss. Time is a social construct, you fucking idiot.
Okay. But that New Year's, we had my Christmas tree still up, and everyone knew if you were standing by the tree, it was the kissing tree that meant you wanted a kiss. Whether it's on your lips or on your cheeks or wherever you wanted the kiss, you could go by the kissing tree and get your kiss.
We get it. So in 2017, you had to bully people into kissing you, but in 2018, you caught a man.
Well... So did we like 2018? It was all right.
I mean, yeah, it's another one for the books, I guess. I decided I did a lot of firsts in 2018.
So did I. Oh my god, I'm surprised I survived.
Well, and a lot of seconds too.
I always go back for seconds. So going into 2019, doesn't 2019 feel like the future?
I had a real thought that like fucking 2020 is going to make me feel like, fuck, we are in the future and we still don't have a fucking flying car.
We have hover things. Lady Gaga, a couple years ago, she flew around in the first flying dress. Don't you remember?
I just feel like we once lived in a time where you could just say 99 was the year, and then it got like hard to be like 01 and then 10, and then people just had to be like 2020. And I think in 2020 we'll just really be back to being able to just say 20.
20
for the year.
Yeah. Oh, like I understand what you're talking about. Now I get what you're saying.
Yeah. No one's gonna be like the aughts, the teens, the tens, whatever.
But has anybody ever said the teens? No. People I said the aughts.
We're back to the you did not say the aughts.
You ought to know.
We're gonna be back can you believe it's back to the roaring 20s already next year?
Well, how are we going to really make them roar? What?
Well, I've got a song that can really make some people roar.
Cool. Well,
it's Roar by Katy Perry.
I know. So for 2019, Corey, I feel like we need to ring in the new year with a few nose predictions. Ring. Not a nose ring. but a few predictions. I feel like in this episode of the podcast, we should really lay it down for the people. People love when we let them know what's up in the world.
I will say, yeah, I mean, we've gotten to a habit of like reading psychic predictions the first episode of each new year, and the person who we stalk for psychic predictions has yet to make their, at the time of this recording, has yet to make their 2019 predictions. So we thought, we're going to make our own fucking predictions.
I do predict by the time that this episode goes live, she'll have made her own predictions.
Yeah, I agree. We're just trying to get this in before the holidays. But I was going to say, I like when we see old tweets, like, I remember somebody once said that you accurately predicted the Grey's Anatomy finale one year when I was like bullying you into talking about Grey's.
I also predicted that Taylor Swift would be in Cats the Musical.
And we also predicted that Lady Gaga was going to be on American Horror Story before she was on American Horror Story.
So all I'm saying is y'all need to listen to this episode, take some notes, and then tweet us when we get shit right.
Yeah, I mean, you should do that with every episode, but specifically this one.
If you don't take notes while you're listening to Psychobabble, you're a little bitch.
If you thought Psychobabble was a break from school, you would be wrong. Get out your little pen and paper, whatever kids write with in the future, 2019.
I hope it's like a long feather, a feather as long as me.
I was going to say, should that be our first prediction? What do you think will be the new thing to write with in 2019? Pens and pencils are out.
Well, I sure hope so. I hope crayons, electronic crayons, electronic crayons where okay. You push, you know how those like old pens where you push down what color you wanted?
Oh, I love those. My cousin once said that he pierced his ear with one. He was a liar.
So stupid. You have a long history. The 23andMe results are just 100% a family full of liars.
What, you've never pierced your ear with a push pen?
No, I'm not from back swamp Louisiana, bitch.
But you're pussy.
Okay, so let's make some let's make some predictions for the year, okay? Corey? What do you mean, how do we start? How are we going to go through this? You want to go through musicians, some actors, some politicians? Well,
we tweeted this out from the Twitter. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I sound like an 80-year-old man.
Well,
and we've got some answers of things you guys want us to make predictions on. The first one, I was just going to go with what's jumping right out at my eye.
Sure.
And that was, who do you think is going to win Drag Race All-Stars Season 4?
Okay, so this is coming from two people who do not read the Reddit, who do not look at spoilers. We don't know anything. All I know is the cast.
Gosh, yeah.
And we are recording this
before the first episode.
The very first episode. Have you watched the first 15 minutes of the first episode?
I did.
I did not. So don't tell me any spoilers, but I assume there's no like major things that are going to.
No, I mean, it was just them walking into the workroom.
Well, great. Okay, well, I think of the people. So are we, how about we make a prediction of the finalists?
Okay, like a top three?
A top three would be great.
I love it. Let's hear it.
I predict for my top three of All-Star Season 4,
yeah.
I'm going to go with Manila, Latrice, and Naomi.
Bitch.
What?
I thought you were going to come for my same final three, and I was getting very
Who
nervous.
Are your final three?
I was going to say Latrice.
Yes.
Miss Trinity Taylor.
Okay, I support that. I love Trinity.
Gosh, I do really want to say Manila. I feel like it is really the year of... It's time for Manila or Latrice to like take back what they deserve.
I want Manila or Latrice to win. That's who I'm rooting for. That's my predictions because I feel like they deserve it. It's not just who I love, but I also think who deserves it. That's who I believe.
All my stars are pointing at, like, this is Manila's time to shine.
But, I mean, there are a lot of, this is a stacked season, a stacked All-Stars. I, like, genuinely enjoy all of them. My Queen Monet is there. Who else is in there? Valentina.
I know, I saw that.
A lot of people that I genuinely love are there, and I cannot wait to see more of. But I feel in my heart of hearts, this is Latrice's.
Wow. Okay, I'm putting
or Manila or Manila.
You can't have two winners. That's
okay, okay. I'll just say Latrice
works, honey.
I'll say Latrice. Who are you saying? Manila.
My I'm going to say Manila is what I see in the stars. I wish it was going to be Latrice. I hope that it is.
Well, you know what? I hope one of us is right.
I love being right. You know, those are my two favorite words in the whole language.
What? You're right. Right? Oh, you're right. Great.
You're
another right. Prediction I have for 2019. I Let's feel like one of the first memes of the year is going to be
okay.
A reaction image or GIF of Colleen's baby.
Really?
Yes, I feel it.
Wow, I like that. You are so good at memes.
I'm ready for anything that she gives us of that baby, and I'm going to use it until, you know.
You're just going to make it happen.
Until the baby is the new Gavin. Remember Gavin?
If that baby doesn't have drastic red lipstick on the first time I see a picture of it.
Please, God.
I don't know if the world can handle Miranda Sings having a baby on YouTube.
Not Miranda Births.
Miranda Births.
Okay, so who do we think is going to go... one thing that I saw somebody tweet us was who's going to go from their music career into an acting career or vice versa.
Yes. Yes, I love this.
I think Drake is going to go back into acting.
Oh, my God. I was trying to think of what my predictions for Drake were, and I was kind of like seeing him like maybe slowing down a little in 2019, taking a little break and like venturing elsewhere. So you could be completely right.
Well, I usually am.
In fact, when you said Drake, I thought, I didn't even know I forgot that he used to be an actor.
He was on Degrassi.
You think I watched Degrassi?
I didn't watch Degrassi. I've never seen an episode.
My gut also said that I could see Ariana Grande acting in 2019, and I thought a first for her as well.
I wrote that down too, but what show was she in?
It was a Salmon Cat.
Salmon Cat. Cat yeah. Dog?
No, I was going to say I see Ariana Grande having such another big year in 2019.
I feel like she's... What were you going to say?
I was going to say I feel like she's crossed over into this... I worry that she's crossed over into this area where all the conversation is going to be about like who is she dating, like they did with Taylor Swift years ago,
right?
Where it was like not about the music, it was more about who she's dating, who she's sleeping with, who she's engaged to, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I want them to just focus on the music in 2019. So I hope for Ari that the media doesn't just get wrapped up in who's her beau.
Well, I would like to see her do some comedy stuff. I want to see her do a simultaneously hosting SNL and be the musical guest of SNL.
I want to see from Ariana Grande an impressions album.
Please, no. It's enough. You know what? Can I just say something? I hate when... who is the late night host that does the like impressions?
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, bitch, don't act like they weren't told which artist... that they have to impersonate and which song they're going to have to do. They act like it's random. They act like it's a surprise. Like, don't, like, stop it. I know, we all know that they're prepared. We all know they're prepped. I wish people knew. Like, there is never a moment in a talk show, any talk show, where it's not scripted.
Like pre-planned.
And pre-planned. And... every conversation you see on a talk show is pre-planned, decided ahead of time. I just wish people would know that. That's so annoying.
Spilling tea. Well, not you spilling tea this early in 2019.
Mm-hmm. That's I want people in 2019 to get a grip.
I also can't hear you say stop it. Without thinking of that YouTube video making fun of...
Intervention.
What was it? Intervention. Stop it.
Well.
Well, what?
Do we have any predictions for our two queens, Lady Gaga and Katy Perry?
I thought you were going to ask about Sarah Bareilles.
No.
Guess that shows where my head is.
Not the one.
Yeah, I think Katy is going to come back for American Idol, continue to ride this like wave of like rebuilding her reputation, being relatable, America loving her. I think she might dabble back into music and go more back to like a pure pop kind of route, like do a little wink back to like Teenage Dream, get a little like bubblegummy all over again. That's what I hope. I would love to see that from Katie.
I feel like the internet is kind of done with the like animosity they had for Katy Perry that was kind of unfounded.
Well, it's just the rise and fall of any like female star.
So I think Katy will be back and beloved. I think Lady Gaga is going to ride this wave, but I hope she's just going to enjoy the good vibe that 2018 has given her. I feel like she's at the very top of her game. I feel like she's going to sweep the Oscars, Grammys, Golden Globes, SAG Awards. She's going to really just take it all home, then go get her paychecks in Vegas.
That's when you got to be careful, because that's when like all the people start to turn on you, because you're too successful. You're too much in the media, and that's when all the machine just starts to really knock you down.
But I think what's going to happen in 2019 is, you know how Rihanna really took 2018 to expand her businesses. Yeah. I think Gaga's going to do the same thing. So she's going to come out with her Gaga beauty line. I think she's going to come out with
like that.
A collaboration with some type of clothing company.
Well, you know, when I did drag in 2018, I did that. I used Fenty Beauty.
Did you?
I really did.
And what's the Fenty?
It was great. I loved it.
Great.
The girl at Sephora really helped me fill my basket. Reasonably priced.
Thank God.
Is this like Gaga's going to venture back into like her black perfume?
Her black perfume that had hints of semen and blood in it? Yes, I would love.
Did you ever get a bottle of that?
No, which I find to be out of character for me.
I think that'd be cute on your like sink in your bathroom.
I wouldn't hate it.
A little spritz here and there.
If you're looking for a gift for me, please and thank you.
I thought you were going to ask about Sarah Bareilles, and I was going to say, well,
tell me about Sarah Bareilles. What's she going to do?
2019 has big things for Sarah Bareilles. Yeah. She's got her album coming out, her first album since she started to dabble in the musical world. Mm. I see Grammy nominations in her future.
Mm.
It's going to be continued success for Sarah.
Okay.
In 2019.
In 2019.
Biggest year yet.
You know what I see in 2019? A new Vegas residency. And you know who it's going to be?
Oh, in my head, I thought Sarah Bareilles.
Somebody I've been anticipating for a while now. Pink is going to Vegas. It's going to happen. Oh, I'm putting it out there.
I would go see that show.
I would love it. It's theatrical. It's got ropes. She's going to swing around. It's very Vegas ready. I love it.
If Gwen Stefani can have a Vegas residency,
you'd
think Pink
can. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
You would think, is that what our generation has become? Like going to Vegas to see the like icons from the early 2000s that we couldn't afford to see when we were actually teenagers?
Sure. Sounds about right.
I still want to see Britney. I've still haven't seen Britney in Vegas.
Maybe that's serious? You should go do that.
What I see for myself in 2019.
I'd go with you. Well, in 2019, we're going to go see Gaga in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Sisters? I know, well,
that's a whole 10 months away from us now.
It'll be six sisters wiggling.
To all of the Enigma.
What I do predict for another pop star on the horizon, you know I think is going to headline Coachella? Let's make some predictions.
Casey Musgraves?
No.
Rihanna?
Rihanna, that's who I think.
I would... Maybe I'll lose my Coachella virginity.
I would love that.
Was there, I've never been.
Well, I would love.
I don't have the mesh.
Oh well, I have quite the mesh. Please.
Somebody tweeted at us and was asking if we have any like weird animal news predictions that we can see on our horizon. Remember that parrot that was supposed to kill someone? Did that parrot?
Well, I've got an update about that parrot. So you know about how there was going to be a parrot that's going to kill someone. That was our 2018, or was it 2017?
Yeah.
Well, you know there was a parrot going around West Hollywood. There was the man that had all the parrots in Runyon Canyon.
Runyon Canyon Parrot Man.
Yeah. Well, I just saw a sign today while I was walking through the neighborhood, and it said missing gray parrot. So you tell me.
No. Maybe that parrot's been waiting all this time to get its smooth getaway, and now it's going to murder somebody.
Not Mjordir.
Just Mjordir, that poor boy.
Just Mjordir.
You know what I see for animals in 2019?
Hmm.
I see a big news story of somebody being attacked by multiple squirrels.
Please!
Wouldn't that just be nuts?
Okay. You know what I think? Because you know how sometimes the animals just all drop dead?
Yeah, yeah, like bees. Bees are out.
Well, no. Bees, we're trying to help them. We're trying to bring them around. We're
save the bees.
Save the bees, yeah. I think, but no, there was like all those animals that just mysteriously died.
Really?
And we never like figured out. Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but like.
Like dinosaurs? Just,
no, no, no.
Like polar bears? Global warming?
Are we going to have anything go extinct? Probably. Humans?
I hope it's not Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, okay, okay.
Do you think Trump will be impeached in 2019?
I actually do. I genuinely actually do. I think we're getting dangerously close.
Well, I don't think he'll be impeached. I see health issues surrounding Trump in 2019. Health issues. You know, all that news came out about him snorting Adderall all the time.
Really?
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see he snorted Adderall. I did know that. I saw that people were talking about him doing coke before, like speeches and things, and like coke boogers falling out of his nose.
No, that was Adderall, I think they were talking about. Like speed or something.
What Listen, is speed?
I have no RX degree, prescription writing.
Jesus. I'm looking up what speed is. A doctor, I am not. Speed is meth. Wait, what's whiz? What's crank? Oh my God. So this says speed is the ultimate party drug.
Is that on your plate for 2019?
No. Speed, whiz, go fast, crank, pee, burn, crystal, ice. These
does
are all.
Does it say anything? Does it say anything about horse?
What's a horse?
I don't know. Somebody once told me like meth was called horse or like skag or something.
Oh my God. I think these are all meth.
Well, so what you're saying is Trump's meth problem will finally be revealed in 2019.
I don't wish him any.
Can you believe our president, the meth user?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are plenty of presidents that have done plenty of drugs.
Well, there you have it.
And there you
have it. Do you think there will be a One Direction reunion in 2019?
I do not.
I agree. As I say, I just don't see Zayn coming back to this. He's going to be the Victoria Beckham that just sits this one out.
Right. If they do anything, I think there are going to be a one, if not two of them are going to say, I'm good.
I just don't see a One Direction reunion in 2019. That just seems too soon.
I predict they'll all come on stage together to present something together. Maybe present a Grammy together. Maybe do something. I don't know. That could be an interesting reunion moment.
Present a Grammy to your Grammy.
Okay. You know, I did. So you know who I saw? I saw Liam at the gym the other day.
No.
My stomach dropped. I said, oh, here we fucking go. And I knew it was him because I could recognize his tattoos and blah, 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 blah. I didn't say hi. I was just kind of like, ugh, in my gym. Get out of here.
When two scorned lovers cross paths.
I kind of laughed about it. I was just like, isn't this, of course, this is hilarious. Because years ago, I would have. No, baby, he's my height, if not shorter. He, and honestly. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
This says Liam Payne is 5'10".
In his bra. All those boys are like short except Harry.
Yeah, it says Niall's 5'8", Louis's 5'8", Zayn's 5'9".
Anyway.
Who would have guessed? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't have to see your ex at any more gym meetings.
Yeah, and I tweeted about it, and all of his idiots came out of the woodworks, and they were like, stop using his name for attention. I was like, oh my God, have y'all not grown at all in the past 4 years, you fucking dumb bitches? Clearly, I have no opinion about them.
What do you think the yodeling kid's going to be up to in 2019? Grammys?
Speed. No, he's going to get a speeding ticket.
You think you're old. This is the yodeling kid now.
I think the yodeling kid is going to get pulled over for speeding.
He's like 8. He can't drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't he? You know I can't ever tell.
Oh my God, so he's 11. Never mind. He won't get pulled over for speeding.
Well, 11-year-olds can do speed.
I hope that the yodeling kid does the most and still remains humble.
I'm trying to figure out what his astrological sign is.
Why?
What do you think he is?
I don't know. Do you think Kim and Kanye are going to stay together in 2019?
I bet he's a Gemini.
But stay on topic.
Kim and Kanye?
Yeah.
People I couldn't care less about.
Is couldn't and care with a K?
Yes. And I would, although someone told me my drag name should have been Carrie Kuldashian.
Ew. There's nothing grosser.
Wait. Kanye and Kim. I would love for her to leave him.
Yeah, I think it's time for her to move on. Though if she's still in love, God bless her, but like I think she is being held back by that type of negative energy.
What is love?
Well, maybe in 2019 we'll find out.
Well, I hope so. Before we go, is there anything you want to predict for yourself in 2019?
Oh my God, are we done already? I have so many more predictions.
Well, you better rip right through them, baby.
Here, I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to just rattle them off, bitch.
Yeah, give me a list and we'll do a quick response.
I think when it comes to TV, Billy Eichner is going to host an award show.
Okay.
One of the Queer Eye boys is going to leave the group.
Oh.
Who do you think it's it? Who do you think it's going to be?
Anthony.
Wow.
He's gotten bullied for all that avocado for too long.
I know.
He can't put up with it.
I think as far as reboots go, we're going to get a new Muppets.
Ooh.
We're going to get a new Third Rock from the Sun.
What?
Which I would love. I loved Third Rock from the Sun.
I saw big news around a Dawson Creek remake. Dawson's Creek remake. Ugh. Katie Holmes is holding out.
Well, you know.
She's too busy with Surrey.
I never needed it. I never wanted it.
I don't either, but you know they're going to do it.
I think Tiffany Pollard will return to TV in 2019.
Fuck me up. That's like my wet dream.
I think.
Listen, if Lindsay Lohan can have a show on MTV, they can give Tiffany Pollard something.
I think we're going to get some new flavors as far as Halo Top and LaCroix go.
Yes, new LaCroix in 2019. Come on, Shy Watermelon.
What should we wish for LaCroix?
LaCroix. Ooh.
I think they're going to make a grape.
A banana.
Ew, these are both gross.
I've been really enjoying banana flavored things as of late.
You're wild.
You know your taste buds change every 7 years.
Well, Halo Top, I hope they make a strawberry shortcake, a butter pecan.
Ugh. Strawberry shortcake ice cream is annoying. Don't get me started.
Are you kidding? You're stupid.
I'd rather have the real thing.
Okay, well then, bitch, go get it. Like, you know, like this, both like, can exist.
No, that's like fucking strawberry cream savers. They taste like garbage.
I'd also like an espresso bean Halo Top, please.
That's the last thing I want.
What about a Moose Trax or a Turtle Trax?
Do they have a peppermint flavored Halo Top?
Yes, but it's seasonal. It's seasonal. So. Oh.
Well, I guess I'm just holding out for Banana LaCroix.
Well, keep on holding. Keep is holding
there,
on.
Is there, there's not even a grape LaCroix. Can we get a fucking grape LaCroix?
So, LaCroixers, get on it. Jump on it.
Anything else you see coming or not coming?
I think that's about it. What about Pokemon? Anything for Pokemon? They're going to make a Gen 8. The next generation is going to come out. That's what I heard. Maybe a rumor. But I think it's going to come out in 2019.
So the real thing, you got to educate me. The real thing stopped at 7?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, shit. Do you see love for me in 2019?
I don't.
Well, you know what they say. Another New Year's alone.
Another New Year's alone and another year another in the full, books.
Another full calendar year of holidays alone.
Do you think in 2019 I'll get a hot tub?
Oh, I hope so.
Or will it just be another year of me always showing not my back only, porch area and being like, I want to put a hot tub out here.
Not only do I see you getting a hot tub, but I see you getting pink eye from your hot tub.
More likely than you think.
Like very early on after getting it too, you're going to get pink eye from it. And you're going to think, wow, I wasted all this money on pink eye.
More likely than you pink. Anyway, so if you guys have any predictions for 2019, we want to hear them. Get them in before any of them happen so you can prove to us that you predicted them. Tweet us with the hashtag Psychobabble Predictions. I want to see all of them. We're going to be, maybe when this episode comes out, we'll retweet our favorite predictions that you guys send to us with the hashtag Psychobabble Predictions with the Psychobabble Twitter account. But I think we got some good predictions in. Let's see what comes true.
Let's just hope it's a good year and that everyone's happy and loved and safe.
I hope Gaga does so well with her year. I know she will.
And I hope both the Maggie Rogers and Sarah Bareilles albums are lit.
Cool.
All right. Until next time.
Cool. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley. Tweet us, Instagram us, send Corey your nudes. Thank you for listening. Later, y'all.
Bye.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.